For 25 years, from 1973 through 1997, an Italian priest named Father Stefano Gobbi said that he received locutions from the Blessed Mother. In these messages, she spoke of our times and reiterated the requests she made at Fatima. Although her messages are for everyone, in these messages, she particularly asks priests for greater holiness and to be more active in promoting consecration to her Immaculate Heart. Father Gobbi's spiritual director urged him to write down the messages that came to him. In due time, they were published with multiple imprimaturs as thousands of priests, bishops, and cardinals eagerly asked for translations in many languages. This recording is not professional and not for profit. Volunteer readers have undertaken to make these available as audio podcasts. You may purchase the book, To the Priests, Our Lady's Beloved Sons, at mmp-usa.net. Presented here are the messages from 1988, beginning January 1st to December 31st.
371. Shed light upon the earth. Feast of Mary, Most Holy Mother of God, January 1st, 1988. Today you are looking to your Heavenly Mother and are all invoking her in order to obtain the great gift of peace. With the solemnity of my divine maternity, you are beginning this new year, which is dedicated to a special veneration of me because it has been consecrated to me. There is a profound desire of my Immaculate Heart, which today I want to make known to you. My little children, who, with your consecration, have completely entrusted yourselves to me. First of all, I confide to you that my profound grief at seeing how many, up to now, this Marian year has been passed, by many of the children of the Church, in the greatest aridity. While I am profoundly grateful to my Pope John Paul II for the way in which he reminds everyone of the gift of the year consecrated to me, I must also give expression to my interior suffering in the face of the attitude of complete indifference evidenced by so many bishops, priests, religious, and faithful. In how many dioceses nothing has thus far been done in respect to what has been determined in order to live out well this year consecrated to me, with the fostering of practices of piety towards me and the gathering together in my shrines, where it is also possible to gain the special jubilee indulgence. My adversary, who in these days has broken loose with particular violence, is doing everything to prevent this year from leading to a general renewal of devotion and prayer in respect to me. The forces of atheism and of masonry, which have been brought in as far as the summit of the Church, have joined together to boycott, in a subtle and hidden way, this Marian year. A veil of darkness has been spread over the Church, and the word of my Pope fails increasingly upon an immense desert. And then I entrust my motherly will to you, who are my docile and obedient children, because you listen to my voice and form a part of my victorious cohort. I ask you to make reparation for the indifference and for such a great lack of response on the part of many of my children by living with greater generosity and with particular diligence the second half of this Marian year. I ask you to respond to my renewed request for consecration. Make it often, and above all, live the consecration to my Immaculate Heart. Bring the greatest number possible of priests, religious, and faithful to make this consecration willed by me and repeatedly requested, even up to your days. Multiply your cenacles of prayer. Pray more. Pray with me. Pray with a recitation of the Holy Rosary. I desire that Christian families consecrate themselves to my Immaculate Heart and become cenacles of prayer, of love and of life with me. Let the priests of my movement gather the faithful entrusted to them in cenacles of prayer, because during this year I have need of a great force of intercession and of reparation to bring to fulfillment the plan which the Most Holy Trinity has entrusted to my Immaculate Heart. And lastly, I promise you to welcome your filial homage and to bless this time which has been entrusted to me. During this year, you will feel my presence becoming stronger and more extraordinary. The great events for which I have prepared you will begin to take place. For this reason, I call upon you today to allow yourselves to be penetrated by the mystery of my divine and universal motherhood. Go forward with confidence and with hope. The Heavenly Mother is bringing you to live within the heart of the life of God and is making of you instruments of His peace. Thus, you are ready for the task which I am entrusting to you. Go and shed light upon the earth in these days of dense darkness. Then, by means of you, the great rainbow of the reconciliation of humanity with God will be able to arise and enfold the whole world in new light. In you I am glorified. 372, February 2nd, 1988, Feast of the Presentation of the Child Jesus in the Temple. Walk with me, beloved sons, as I carry the child Jesus in my arms to the temple of his light and of his glory. Allow yourselves to be carried in my motherly arms with humility, with docility, and with meekness. I am leading you to the temple of the Lord. I am bringing you to the full manifestation of his light and of his glory. These are the times of your full manifestation. The days of your public testimony have arrived. Show yourselves to all as little children consecrated to me and as great apostles of your heavenly mother in these last times. The hour has come when I want to be glorified in you before all the church and the world. I glorify myself in you as you walk with me in the light of the faith. Accept with humility the word of God, meditate upon it in your mind, keep it in your heart, live it in your daily life. Let Holy Scripture, above all, the gospel of Jesus, be the only light which illumines you in these times of darkness. Believe in the gospel, live the gospel, proclaim the gospel in its fullness. You, my beloved ones, must be the gospel alone, lived out and preached to the letter, against the errors which are being spread about and against the great betrayal being perpetrated by so many of my sons who have torn to pieces the gospel of Jesus by means of human, rationalistic, and natural interpretations. Thus, by means of you, the light of the faith shines forth once again, and in you I am glorified. I glorify myself in you if you walk with me in the light of love. Love with the beating of my immaculate heart, the most holy and divine Trinity. Love the Father who surrounds you with his tenderness, carries you in his arms, and ever assists you through his providence. Love the Son who has become your brother and has given you a new heart and a new spirit so that you yourselves might become lived out expression of his divine love. Jesus awaits only love from you. Love the Holy Spirit who dwells within you to bring you the perfection of charity and who communicates himself to you with his seven holy gifts, that you may become today a strong witness of love. And then love with the very heart of Jesus all your brothers, especially the poorest, the sinners, those farthest away, the sick, the wounded, the stricken, the marginalized, the weak, the littlest. Then in these days of violence and hatred, of unbridled egoism and of aridity, you cause the heavenly dew of divine mercy to descend upon the immense desert of the world. Thus, by means of you, the light of love shines forth once again, and in you I am glorified. I glorify myself in you if you walk with me in the light of holiness. Walk along the road of disdain for the world and for yourselves, of unceasing prayer, of the mortification of the senses, of penance. Be opposed to the spirit of the world, which spreads about everywhere tolerance in matters of morality, the satisfaction of all the passions, pleasure which is sought after and desired, and sin which is carried out with full awareness and an open disdain for the holy law of God. Then, in these days of impiety and of a so great immorality, you spread about the perfume of sanctity. Thus, by means of you, the light of purity and of divine grace shines forth once again, and in you I am glorified. I am glorified in you when you are humble, poor, little, pure, and merciful. I glorify myself in you when you walk in the light of faith, of love, and of holiness. And thus you spread my glory. You anticipate my triumph. You become the rays of light which come down from my immaculate heart to enlighten the earth in these days of intense darkness. Today I am carrying you all with joy into the holy temple of the new era, which is about to come upon the world. 373. The Lord is sending me to you. February 11th, 1988, Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. Today you are calling to mind my apparition in the poor grotto of Massabielle to my little daughter Bernadette. Since then I have multiplied the times and the places of my extraordinary apparitions. This century has been marked by my strong presence in your midst, and in order to make it perceptible to all, I have everywhere multiplied my miraculous manifestations. Why am I, in these times, making myself present to you in a new, continuous, and extraordinary way? Because these are the times of the reign of my adversary, the Red Dragon, Satan, the old serpent, whose head I shall crush. Under the weight of his reign, for there is an increase for you in trials and sufferings, of the wounds and of falls, and thus the danger of being lost is so much greater for all. And so I am manifesting myself to you in an extraordinary way, to urge you to confidence, to trust, to take refuge in me through your act of consecration to my Immaculate Heart. As of now, my presence is becoming all the stronger, as my victory draws nearer to the definitive defeat of Satan. For this I urge you all to look to me with confidence and with great hope. The Lord is sending me to you to bring you his salvation. Thank him for this gift and accept it with humility and gratitude. I am being sent to prepare the way for the glorious return of Jesus. Walk in my light and become the apostles of your heavenly mother in these last times. Spread everywhere the perfume of my presence and of my motherly tenderness. With joy I bless you all. 374. Be converted and return to the Lord. February 17, 1988, Ash Wednesday. From this land, so ensnared by my adversary, where especially in these last days, many of my children have become instruments of the reign of Satan, who is seducing all the nations of the earth with a cup of impurity and of lust, I direct you to be my repeated and concerned invitation to conversion. Be converted and return to the Lord along the road of sincere repentance and a personal confession of your sins to the priests. Be converted and return to the Lord along the road of a conscious and serious resolve to flee sin and to keep far away from every occasion that can lead you to fall into sin. Be converted and return to the Lord along the road of mortification of the senses, of penance, and of fasting. There begins today the season of Lent of this Marian year, a period when the Church entreats everyone to carry out works of charity and of penance. I, your Heavenly Mother, am calling upon you to live well the time of Lent of this year, which is consecrated to me. The period of time granted by the Lord to humanity for its conversion is about to come to its end, and so respond to my anxious call, which is urging you to do what I am now asking of you for the salvation of all humanity. First of all, I desire that each of you take upon yourself with greater force the obligation of living in the grace of God, renouncing Satan and all evil works, and the world and all its numerous seductions. Walk always along the road of purity, of love, and of great holiness. And then I am asking of you personal works of mortification and of penance. Offer to my Immaculate Heart each day a crown made up of many little and hidden mortifications, accomplished for the salvation of many of your brothers, who are habitually living in sin and are bound slavishly to Satan. Lastly, I ask you to remove yourselves far from anything that can continue to contaminate the purity of the heart and the chastity of your life. Do not take part in profane shows. Do not waste time before the television set, which is the most powerful instrument in the hands of my adversary in spreading everywhere the darkness of sin and of impurity. Television is the idol spoken of in the book of Revelation, built to be adored by all the nations of the earth, and to which the evil one gives shape and movement so that it might become, in his hands, a terrible means of seduction and perversion. If you do what I am asking of you today, you can put in my hands a powerful force of intercession and of reparation. And thus I am able to present myself before the throne of the Lord, great and terrible, just and holy, to implore for you his divine mercy. Pardon, O Lord, the iniquity of your people, whom you have acquired at the price of your most precious blood. And before that time, which has been conceded to you for your conversion, has come to an end, you will already be able to see the signs of the triumph of the merciful love of Jesus in the first extraordinary interventions of the Immaculate Heart of your Heavenly Mother. 375. My Mother, Lee Message. February 25, 1988, from Brazil. How my greatly sorrowing heart is being consoled during these days by you, my dearly beloved ones and children consecrated to me, coming from every part of this great nation. I am always present in your midst, as I was with the apostles and the disciples in the cenacle of Jerusalem. I am uniting myself to your prayer. I am joining in during the moments of your fraternal sharing. From this cenacle today, I want to address my motherly message to all Brazil, this land which is so ensnared by my adversary, but so loved and protected by your Heavenly Mother. My heart is afflicted with a great pain by the situation in which a church here finds itself. It is interiorly divided. It is threatened with the loss of the true faith. Many errors are being spread about within it. The cause of this situation is the pastors who are no longer united with the Pope. Their only concern is exclusively directed towards social problems, and they forget that Jesus died on the cross and rose again to obtain for you the great gift of redemption and to save souls. And thus the teaching of the theology of liberation, which is a true betrayal of Christ and of his gospel, is becoming more and more widespread. Bishops and priests of the Holy Church of God, return to full union with the Pope. Return to the teaching of the truth, which Jesus has revealed to you with courage and fidelity. Preach the gospel in its integrity and take care of the flock which has been entrusted to you. Schism and apostasy are menacing today the church which lives in this nation of yours. My heart is pained by the great danger into which your homeland is running, because of the spread of violence and hatred, of evil and of immorality. In the name of a false way of understanding liberty, even the gravest moral disorders are today being permitted and justified. Impurity is exalted and spread about through the social means of communication, and thus a veil of darkness has descended to blind the souls of many of my children. If there is not a general return to the Lord along the road of conversion and repentance, a great chastisement can quickly strike this country of yours. I want to tell you that my Immaculate Heart has been consoled today by your response of consecration and of prayer. Bring the greater number of my children to the consecration of my Immaculate Heart, desired and requested by me. You, who have taken part in this cenacle, become the apostles of the consecration to my Immaculate Heart throughout all Brazil. Multiply the cenacles of prayer. Above all, spread family cenacles, like a great net of salvation. Thus you become the rays of light, which come down from my heart to enlighten all Brazil in these days of dense darkness. You become the signs of my motherly triumph. You are the instruments of my victory, and by means of you, you have responded to me. The Heavenly Mother will bring to your church and to your country the great gift of salvation and of peace. 376. The Glory of Mary. March 22, 1988. With what joy I have received the act of consecration to my Immaculate Heart on this, your birthday. I have taken your heart and have brought it deeper yet into my motherly garden, and I have placed it in the burning furnace of the love of the Divine Heart of my Son Jesus. This heart of yours now belongs entirely to us, and we want to make it of a perfect instrument of the most pure love. I am asking you to love ever more and more. Love each day with every moment of your life. Let nothing disturb the purity and the intensity of your love. Love the most holy and divine Trinity, glorifying the Father, imitating the Son, receiving the gift of the Spirit. Love with the divine heart of Jesus, all your brothers, especially the smallest, the poorest, and least, the desperate, the marginalized, the sinners. You must be the luminous ray of my motherly and merciful love. Love your brother priest, especially the weakest, the most fragile, those who fall, those who are imprisoned by the chains of the passions, especially of pride and of impurity. For them, emulate yourself each day in silence, in hiddenness, in humility, in docility. Become the sweet and meek victim, emulated by me for the good and the salvation of all my priests. Love always without ever becoming weary. Everything must be done by you only out of love. The journey you must undertake for me out of love. The cross which you must carry out of love. The heavy work which is your lot to accomplish out of love. The cenacles which you lead out of love. The countries you journey through out of love. The distant continents you reach out of love. The intense prayer that I ask of you out of love. The sufferings I ask of you each day out of love. The weariness which takes hold of you out of love. The exhaustion which prostrates you out of love. Your limitations which mortify you out of love. Your defects which accompany you out of love. All your life which you give me out of love. Only then will you be here below the glory of Mary. Only then will you be able to carry out the mission which I have entrusted to you and make blossom in your person, in your life, and in your work the garden of my greatest and most extraordinary wonders. With my Pope and with all my beloved priests, with the children consecrated to me, I bless with love and with joy. 377, the Johns of the Eucharistic Jesus. March 31st, 1988, Holy Thursday. My beloved priests, today is your feast. It is the day that recalls the Last Supper, the institution of the Eucharist and of the new priesthood in the Cenacle of Jerusalem. It is your feast because you, to whom it has been given to share in the ministerial priesthood of Jesus, were also spiritually present in the Cenacle. I am the mother of you priests because you were entrusted to me by Jesus in a special way in the person of your brother, John. Enter today into the Cenacle of my Immaculate Heart. Open for me the door of your priestly home that I may enter there as a mother who loves you, who forms you and leads you, seconding only this desire which today, through this letter, my Pope, the first of the sons of my maternal predilection, has communicated to you. This is the most beautiful way to live this Holy Thursday of the Marian year consecrated to me. I then lead you to realize fully the mystery of love of your priesthood. I help you to be faithful to the obligations which you have assumed, in particular that of celibacy. I point out to you the road you must travel in order to respond to such a great gift as that which has been given to you by my Son Jesus. I bring you to be priests according to his divine and merciful heart. For this, I cause you to increase in a profound intimacy of life with me in a simple and spontaneous way, in such a way that I am able to live with you in the dwelling place of your priestly life, just as I lived in his home with the Apostle John. See how little children allow themselves to be led by their mother, following her directions, listening to her teachings, and expect everything from her. You also must do the same. You must accustom yourselves to doing everything with me. When you get up, pray, celebrate Holy Mass, recite the Liturgy of the Hours, or are absorbed in your apostolic activity, even when you are beautifying the church, when you want to undertake something new, do it with me in a spirit of filial confidence and of habitual dependence. Then nothing will ever disturb the peace of your heart. If my adversary does everything to cause you to be perturbed, he will find you covered with impenetrable armor, and you will always be immersed in an inalterable peace, and you will be led to the highest summit of interior quiet and of contemplation. I lead you also to a habitual intimacy of life, of love, of adoration, of thanksgiving, and of reparation to Jesus present in the Eucharist. With the impetus of the faith which illumes you, with the flame of the love which consumes you, with the strength of those who are sincerely in love, like watchful sentinels, you must go beyond appearances to experience in the soul the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, because, under the white veil of each consecrated host, Jesus is really present among you. You cannot see him. It is as if you were here and he were on the other side of a closed door. There is only this thin partition which impedes you from seeing him with your eyes, from hearing him with your ears, from communicating with him through the external senses of the body. But you must go beyond the appearances and to commune with him through the powers of the soul. The power of your intellect causes you to see Jesus in the splendor of his glorious body, as he appeared to me after his resurrection, all light, his enchanting face, with his hair of gold, with his eyes of an intense blue, with his feet which had walked so much for you, still shining from the wounds which had transfixed him, with a smile of infinite goodness, and with his wounded heart, from which there gushed a luminous fount of love and grace. See him with the light of the intellect and the splendor of his divinity. Jesus will reveal himself even more to you, will communicate himself in a greater way to you, and thus you will contemplate him in a way that will be more beautiful than if you were to see him with the senses of the body. The power of the will sets you on the way of always doing his divine will. As a compass points toward the North Pole, so also your will becomes irresistibly attracted to his will. When sometimes you turn from it, almost without ever noticing it, there is some force within you which turns you in the right direction, because your will becomes absorbed by his divine will. Thus your mind becomes ever more and more enlightened. Because you are thinking as he thinks, you want what he wants, and thus you live in the intimacy of life with Jesus, who, in your priestly life, fulfills again his divine mission of doing the will of the Father. I have come, O God, to do your will, not my will, but yours be done. Through the power of love, you are irresistibly attracted by this divine and merciful heart. My dearest little children, let your heart be completely immersed in his Eucharistic heart, that you may enter into a personal intimacy of life with him. Jesus then takes your little heart, opens it, expands it, and fills it with his love. He loves in you, and you love in him, and thus you become more and more immersed in the stupendous vortex of his divine and perfect charity. Then, just as John was the beloved apostle, called to profound intimacy of life with Jesus, living in his human body, so too you become a new John, called to have a profound intimacy of life with Jesus in his glorified body, really present in the condition of a victim and hidden under the appearance of consecrated bread, which is kept in every tabernacle of the earth. Beloved sons, seek Jesus in order to quench your thirst for blessedness. Go to him to satisfy your great need for love. You too, place your head upon his heart to feel its beating. Live ever with him, you who are called to be the other Johns of the Eucharistic Jesus. I confide to you now my maternal will that the Eucharistic Jesus find in your churches his royal palace, where he is honored and adored by the faithful, where he is also continually surrounded by an innumerable band of angels, of saints and of souls who are being purified. See to it that the Most Holy Sacrament is again surrounded by flowers and by lights, as signs indicative of your love and of your tender piety. Expose him frequently for the veneration of the faithful. Multiply the hours of public adoration to repair for the indifference, the outrages, the numerous sacrileges, and the terrible profanation to which he is subjected during the Black Masses, a diabolical and sacrilegious rite, which is becoming more and more widespread, and which has, as its culmination, unspeakable and obscene acts directed toward the Most Holy Eucharist. Because of this, the world is immersed in the deepest night, in the darkness of sin and of impurity, of egoism and of hatred, of avarice and of impiety. And now it appears that there is no longer anything that can restrain it from falling into an endless abyss. But the great hour of justice and divine mercy has, as of now, arrived. For you, my beloved priest, who are called to be the light of the world, there now falls the duty of illuminating the earth in these days of dense darkness. And so today I am asking you to allow me to enter the home of your priestly life, because the hour has also come for the triumph in you of the Immaculate Heart of your Heavenly Mother. 378 Dongo, April 1st, 1988, Good Friday. Behold your mother. Beloved sons, welcome today the supreme gift of my son Jesus, who is about to die on the cross. Behold your mother. At this moment I am at the foot of his cross, transfixed by a sword of sorrow. I have seen my son climb the hill of Calvary, crushed beneath the weight of the cross, his head wounded by the crown of thorns, his entire body reduced to one single wound by the flagellation, his face disfigured by blood and by pain, his eyes glazed from weeping, his heart overwhelmed by the weight of ingratitude and the lack of love. I have felt the blows of the nails which have pierced his hands and his feet, the heavy thump of the cross in the earth, which causes him to heave with pain, the moans that come from his crucified body in the last hours of his bloody agony. I am now beneath the cross, and I am crushed beneath the weight of the blasphemies and the shrieks of hatred and of inhuman wickedness on the part of those who are assisting at his execution. I gather in the motherly chalice of my immaculate heart every drop of his suffering, his great thirst, the pardoning of the repentant thief, the prayer for those who are crucifying him, the feeling of being abandoned even by God, his act of filial entrustment to the will of the Father. But a few moments before his divine heart closes itself to earthly life, it opens itself to this last gift. Behold your mother. Thus I become the mother of all humanity, redeemed by my Son. I am the true mother of all. The new sepulcher, which receives him, now dead, is transformed into the cradle in which you are all born into life. Receive this love with this last gift of his, beloved sons, because at the side of the cradle in which you have been reborn, there is the presence of the mother whom Jesus has given to you. Accept me into your life that I may be able to help you walk along the same road upon which Jesus has preceded you. Open for me the doors of your priestly home that I may be able to beautify it and adorn it with sanctity and purity. Live together with me each day to be comforted in the carrying of your cross and in following Jesus all the way to Calvary. Let yourselves be formed by me if you want your priestly life to be made fragrant by the blossoming of all the virtues. On Good Friday of this Marian year, understand all the preciousness of the gift which Jesus has given you when he disclosed his hidden thoughts to speak to you those words which you must never again forget. Behold your mother. And live ever in deep gratitude to Jesus for having given you this last gift of his. 379 Dongo, April 2nd, 1988, Holy Saturday. Into the sorrow of my desolation. This is the Holy Sabbath. It is the day of my great sorrow. It is the day of my incessant prayer. During this Marian year consecrated to me, this day coincides with the first Saturday of the month. I come from heaven to ask you to offer me the first 5 Saturdays of the month. I asked this of my daughter, Sister Lucia, when she was in the convent of Pontevedra on the 10th of December, 1925. I ask that this day be spent in the spirit of reparation for the offenses which are directed at your Heavenly Mother. Why, among all the days of the week, have I asked you to offer Saturday to me to recall the painful hours spent by me during the only day which I remained without my son? The body of Jesus lies dead, placed in his new sepulcher, and I am keeping vigil, continually recollected in my virginal sorrow, in the intimate union of faith, of love and of hope with the Heavenly Father, who bows down over the wounds of my inexpressible longing with a kiss of his divine comfort. Today I want all of you near me, the sorrowful mother, to be consoled by you and to teach you to pray with confidence, to suffer with docility, to live with purity of heart, to believe the unshakable certitude, to hope with heroism even against the evidence of things. This is the day which I received you into the sorrow of my desolation, and I open the door to you so that all may be able to enter into the secure dwelling place of my spiritual motherhood. This is the day which sprouted forth like a flower upon the heroism of my love, of my sorrow, of my faith, and of my firm hope. It is the day of your new repose. For this reason, I am asking you to offer it to me with the recitation of the Holy Rosary, with a meditation upon its mysteries, with sacramental confession and a communion of reparation, and with the renewal of your act of consecration to my Immaculate Heart. In this way, you can make reparation for the offenses which are directed at me and which cause my heart to suffer so much. Among the errors which are being diffused today, there are even those who touch the person and the honor of your heavenly mother. My immaculate conception and my fullness of grace is denied by some. Others no longer believe in the great privilege of my perpetual virginity and of my divine and universal motherhood. And those children who have particular need of me, such as tiny babes, the little ones, the poor, the simple, and the sinners, are kept far away from me. Moreover, even my images are often removed from places of worship. To make amends for these offenses which are being committed against the Immaculate Heart of your Heavenly Mother, I am asking you to propagate again today the devotion of the first five Saturdays of the month. I have asked for this during the first part of this century of yours. I am returning today to ask for it as the century turns towards its most painful close. If you do what I ask of you, devotion to me will spread more and more, and then I will be able to exercise the great power the Most Holy Trinity has granted to me. Thus I will be able to prepare for all humanity the new era of its complete renovation in the glorious triumph of my Son Jesus. 380 Dongo, April 3rd, 1988, Easter Sunday. Rejoice with me. Rejoice with me, beloved children. Jesus, whom I carried with infallible love in my virginal womb, and to whom during 9 months gave flesh and blood to prepare him for his human birth, is risen. Rejoice with me, Jesus, whom as a child I clasped in my arms, whom I taught to take his first steps, and whom I formed and raised as a loving and attentive mother, is risen. Rejoice with me, Jesus, whom I contemplated in his infancy and watched develop according to the rhythm of his human growth and become a young man in the course of his adolescence, is risen. Rejoice with me, Jesus, who suffered misunderstanding, marginalization, and persistent rejection by the religious authorities, while he became more and more accepted and followed by the little folk, the poor, the sick, and the sinners, is risen. Rejoice with me, Jesus, who is abandoned by his disciples, denied, betrayed, condemned to death by the religious tribunal, brought before Pilate, scourged, crowned with thorns, led to the gibbet, and crucified, is risen. Rejoice with me, Jesus, who was slain on the cross and laid in the tomb, is risen. Beloved children, on this Easter day, rejoice with me. Share in the infallible joy of my Immaculate Heart experienced when I saw for myself, before my eyes, which were still filled with tears, my Son Jesus in the divine splendor of his glorified body. In that moment, for all humanity, sorrow was transformed into joy, darkness into light, wickedness into goodness, sin into grace, hatred into love, death into life, justice into the triumph of divine mercy. Rejoice with me, beloved children, in living together the joyful mystery of this Easter of the Marian year consecrated to me. Today, even this poor humanity, which is still closed up in the cold sepulcher of sin, of the rejection of God, of hatred, of violence, of war, of impurity, and of iniquity, is being called to come out from its tomb of darkness and of death. Rejoice with me, all of you, because on this day of his Pasch, I am announcing to you that the risen Jesus will return in the divine splendor of his majesty and of his glory. 381 Dongo, May 1st, 1988. Offer me fragrant flowers. You are beginning today the month of May of this Marian year consecrated to me. I invite you to spend it with me in a more intense communion of life with your Heavenly Mother. My times have come, and now I am about to leave the desert where I am to accomplish my greatest prodigies and to obtain my foretold victory. For this I have need of you today, beloved sons. I want to let shine upon the whole world the light of my Immaculate Heart, through you who have entrusted yourselves completely to me, with the act of your perfect consecration. I want to act by means of you. I want to love and to save by means of you. I want to manifest myself to all and to complete the triumph of my Immaculate Heart by means of you. I am asking you to spend this month in profound intimacy of life with me. Offer me the fragrant flowers of your prayer, Pray more, pray with love and with perseverance, pray with the prayer of the heart. Begin anew to gather about you the faithful who are entrusted to you, to form with you, your heavenly mother, a true cenacle of unceasing prayer, which can draw upon the church and upon the world the gift of a second Pentecost. Offer me the fragrant flowers of your trust. My adversary is trying you with the temptation of doubt and of discouragement. This is the subtle snare which he always employs to bring you to a halt along the road of total trust in me. How many of you have come to a halt because of doubt, of uncertainty, and of incredulity? Begin anew to listen to me with the purity of little children. Begin anew to believe me with the simplicity of the poor. Begin anew to follow me with the abandonment of children. Offer me the fragrant flowers of your love. Love more, love with greater intensity. Be examples of all to the living out of the new commandment of my Son Jesus. Love one another as I have loved you. Do not judge, do not criticize, do not condemn. Be kind, gentle, and merciful to everyone. Be the dew of my motherly tenderness which falls upon the desert of egoism and of hatred, of unlovingness and of aridity. In these times, Satan is ensnaring very much even this work of love of mine, seeking to sow division among you. Therefore, I am urging you all to be more docile and more humble, more obedient and more united with this little son of mine, whom I have chosen as the instrument for the spread of the Marian movement of priests in every part of the world. Then the fragrant flowers of prayer, of trust, and of love, which you offer me during the month of May of this Marian year, will be accepted by me as a most welcome homage offered on your part, my little sons and courageous apostles, whom I have chosen for the triumph of my Immaculate Heart. 382, Marienfried, Germany, May 13, 1988, anniversary of the first apparition of Fatima. These are the times. Beloved sons, live in my peace. Today you are calling to mind my first apparition, which took place in the Porcova della Ria in Fatima. I came down from heaven as your mother and queen. I manifested myself to you in the splendor of my immaculate light. I appeared as the woman clothed in the sun, who has the task of forming for herself her cohort for the decisive moments of battle. These are the times of my great light. These are the times of prayer and penance. I call upon you again today to pray especially for the conversion of poor sinners, of the atheist, and those who are far away. Recite always the Holy Rosary. Offer prayers and sacrifices for the salvation of souls, because I repeat to you once again that many are going to hell because there is no one to pray and to sacrifice for them. These are the times of conversion and of return to the Lord. As a mother, I am taking you by the hand and leading you along the road of goodness, of love, and of holiness. I am obtaining for you the grace of repentance, that you may be able to live far removed from sin, from evil, and from egoism. Each day, let the number of my children who are renouncing sin to walk along the path of the grace of God grow greater. Let the law of the Lord become more and more observed and practiced, and in this way many of your brothers will follow you along the road of return to the Lord and of salvation. These are the times of my peace. To those children who listen to me and consecrate themselves to my Immaculate Heart, I give the gift of my peace. I lead you to live in peace of heart and of soul. I cause you to remain in serenity, even in the midst of great turmoil. You experience my motherly presence, especially in times of danger and of trial. I mark you with my seal that you may spread everywhere the light of the faith, of holiness, and of love in these days of dense darkness. And these are the times of the great mercy. The heart of Jesus is about to pour out torrents of his divine and merciful love. The hour of the great mercy for the world has come. It will come down as dew upon every wound. It will open the hardest hearts. It will purify souls immersed in sin. It will lead sinners to conversion and will grant to everyone the grace of a complete renewal. In this day of the Marian year consecrated to me, I invite you to let yourselves, one and all, be penetrated by my immaculate light, that you yourselves may become my rays of light which brighten up the earth, immersed in the deepest darkness, with the sun of purity and of love. 383, Heed, Germany, May 22nd, 1988, Feast of Pentecost. the Holy Spirit will come. Beloved sons, gather together from every part of the earth to live this feast day in the cenacle of my Immaculate Heart. This is the day which recalls the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles, gathered together in prayer with me in the cenacle of Jerusalem. On this day of Pentecost, the Marian year, consecrated to me, I am calling upon you to unite your prayer to that of the Heavenly Mother to obtain the great gift of the second Pentecost. The time of the second Pentecost has come. The Holy Spirit will come as a heavenly dew of grace and of fire, which will renew all the world. Under this irresistible action of love, the Church will open itself to live the new era of its greatest holiness and will shine resplendently with so strong a light that it will attract to itself all the nations of the earth. The Holy Spirit will come that the will of the Heavenly Father be accomplished and the created universe once again reflect His great glory. The Holy Spirit will come to establish the glorious reign of Christ, and it will be a reign of grace, of holiness, of love, of justice, and of peace. With His divine love, He will open the doors of hearts and illuminate all consciences. Every person will see himself in the burning fire of divine truth. It will be like a judgment in miniature. And then Jesus Christ will bring His glorious reign in the world. The Holy Spirit will come by means of the triumph of my Immaculate Heart. For this I am calling upon you all today to enter into the cenacle of my heart. Thus you will be prepared to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, which will transform you and make you the instruments with which Jesus will establish His reign. 384. Monastery of Le Bouveret, Valois, Switzerland. June 11, 1988. Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The Great Apostasy. On the feast of my Immaculate Heart of this Marian year, consecrated to me, beloved sons, I am calling all of you to enter into the heavenly garden which I have built for you during these painful and bloody moments of the purification. The hour of the Great Apostasy has come. This has been foretold in Holy Scripture in the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Is now at the point of coming to pass. Satan, my adversary, with snares and by means of his subtle seduction, has succeeded in spreading errors everywhere under the form of new and more updated interpretations of the truth, and he has led many to choose, with full knowledge, and to live in sin, in the deceiving conviction that this is no longer an evil, and even that it is a value and a good. The times of general confusion and the greatest agitation of spirits has come. Confusion has entered into the souls and the lives of many of my children. This great apostasy is spreading more and more, even through the interior of the Catholic Church. Errors are being taught and spread about, while the fundamental truths of the faith, which the authentic magisterium of the Church has always taught and energetically defended against any heretical deviation whatsoever, are being denied with impunity. The episcopates are maintaining a strange silence and are no longer reacting. When my Pope speaks with courage and reaffirms with force the truths of the Catholic faith, he is no longer listened to and is even publicly criticized and derided. There is a subtle and diabolical tactic woven in secrecy by Masonry, which is used today against the Holy Father in order to bring ridicule upon his person and his work and to neutralize his magisterium. Those children of mine who unknowingly allow themselves to be carried along by this wave of error and of evil are victims of the great apostasy. Many bishops, priests, religious, and faithful are victims of the great apostasy. In these times, in the Catholic Church, there will remain a little remnant who will be faithful to Christ, to the gospel, to its entire truth. This little remnant will form a little flock, all guarded in the depths of my Immaculate Heart. This little flock will be made up of those bishops, priests, religious, and faithful, who will remain strongly united to the Pope, all gathered together in the cenacle of my Immaculate Heart, in an act of unceasing prayer, of continual immolation, of total offering to prepare the painful way for the second and glorious coming of my Son Jesus. On this feast of mine, in this Marian year, I address to all those who wish to become part of the little flock the motherly invitation to consecrate themselves to my heart, to live in intimacy of life with me, to become my courageous apostles in these last times, because the moment of my immaculate heart must be glorified before all the church and before all humanity has come. 385 Shrine of Knock, Ireland, June 29, 1988, Feast of Saints Peter and Paul, with the faith of Peter. Beloved sons, enlighten the earth with the light of Christ. Beloved sons, bring all people to Christ with the faith of Peter. It was upon Peter alone that Christ founded his church. It was for Peter alone that Jesus prayed that his faith remain ever intact. It was to Peter alone that the Lord entrusted the task of confirming his brothers in the faith. Today you are celebrating the solemnity of the holy apostles, Peter and Paul, during this Marian year consecrated to me. As a sorrowful and concerned mother, I urge you all to look today to the successor of Peter, Pope John Paul II. He is my Pope. He is the Pope who has been formed by me in the depths of my immaculate heart. He is the Pope of my great light in these times of great darkness. With the faith of Peter, he is enlightening the earth and confirming all the church in the truth. The Pope today, as a new Peter, is reaffirming the total faith in Christ, the Son of God, and, as a new Paul, is going to put every part of the world to proclaim with courage his gospel of salvation. Support the Pope by your filial unity. Pray for him, suffer with him, love him, surround him with a powerful force of humble and courageous obedience. The heart of the Pope is bleeding today because of one bishop of the Holy Church of God who, through an arbitrary episcopal ordination carried out against his will, is opening up a painful schism in the Catholic Church. But this is only the beginning. In fact, many bishops are, out of the present time, no longer united with the Pope and are moving along a road which is opposed to that which he is pointing out. This is greater and more dangerous deviation, even if it is not yet visible, and one who gives pain to my motherly heart and it causes it to bleed, and, as it were, causes my Pope to fall under the weight of a cross which is too heavy. I have prepared you so that you may help him to carry his great cross. For this, the hour has come when there must appear in all its force and its splendor the great army which, in silence and in hiddenness, I have been forming for myself during these years in every part of the world through my Marian movement of priests for the defense and the strong support of the Pope. Thus, there is beginning to be delineated clearly the plan of the little flock, which will remain faithful to Christ and to his church, guarded whole and entire in the garden of my Immaculate Heart. 386, August 15, 1988, Feast of the Assumption. I have intervened forcefully. Beloved sons, live in my peace. Today you are looking to me, the woman clothed in the sun, on this day when the whole church venerates the privilege of my bodily assumption into heaven. My Pope has chosen this solemnity to officially bring me to a close that space of time which has been consecrated to me by this special Marian year in my honor, begun on the day of Pentecost of last year. Even though it has not been lived out according to the expectations and desires of my Immaculate Heart, I have nevertheless welcomed the special offering which my Pope has wished to make to me in the name of the whole Church. During this Marian year, which today is living through its concluding moments, I have intervened forcefully in the life of the Church and of humanity. During this Marian year, I have been able to exercise my motherly action in the heart, the soul, and the life of many of my children, who have opened the door of their life to me. Above all, I have been able to exercise my great power in the life of all those children who have entrusted themselves completely to me by their act of consecration to my Immaculate Heart. In this heavenly garden of mine, I have prepared numerous buds of great sanctity for the new era which is at the doors. During this Marian year, I have intervened forcefully as well in the life of the Church. At the present time, the tenebrous forces of evil are laying snares for it on all sides. The dark conspiracies woven by Masonry, by means of its many followers, who have insinuated themselves at the summit of the Church, have succeeded in paralyzing its activity and extinguishing its apostolic ardor. Many, even from among the Church's own pastors, are languishing in aridity and tepidity, while this most beloved daughter of mine is living through the hour of her agony. I am placing myself at the side of my daughter, the Church, to live with her through the painful moments of her agony and of her great abandonment, to savor the bitterness of her chalice, to bear her sufferings with her, and to share all deep wounds. During this Marian year, I have intervened forcefully to save this poor lost humanity. Alas, my call to conversion has not been accepted. People continue along the road of apostasy, of rebellion against God, of sin, of social evil, of blasphemy, of hatred, and impurity. And so I have urged all my children who have listened to me and follow me to gather together in cenacles of prayer and of penance in order to obtain from Jesus the great gift of his divine mercy. What comfort my sorrowful heart has felt in seeing that these cenacles have spread everywhere, and that during this Marian year they have multiplied in number and in generosity, and it is through the great response of prayer and penance on the part of so many of my children that I have been able to obtain from divine justice the setting aside once again of a great chastisement which ought to have struck all humanity. But now, with the close of this Marian year, the space of time granted by the Lord to humanity for his conversion is also at the point of coming to a close. And now you are on the threshold of the events of which I have foretold to you. For this reason, I am calling upon you to walk, one and all, along the road of divine grace and of holiness, of purity and prayer, of filial abandonment and of trust. Believe in what I am telling you, and you will remain in my peace and in my light. Only in this way will you be able to light up the earth in these days of dense darkness. From this holy mountain, I look upon you with all eyes of mercy, and I bless you. 387, Vienna, August 31st, 1988. The Eyes Raised to Mary. Beloved sons, how it comforts my sorrowful heart to see you here all together for a week of continuous cenacal. I am uniting myself always with your prayer, which you are making with me and by means of me. I am taking part with joy in your fraternal gathering and in building up increasingly your love for each other. I am helping you to understand each other and to walk in greater unity along the act of consecration to my Immaculate Heart, which you are renewing each day during the concelebration of Holy Mass. I am obtaining for you in superabundance the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is communicated to you by the Father and the Son through the powerful intercession of your Heavenly Mother. You have entered into my times. You are being called to be my apostles in these last times. The Marian year, which you have officially concluded in the course of this month, has been willed by me as the beginning of a period of time during which your Heavenly Mother will carry out her work in an ever-increasingly powerful way in the hearts, in the souls, and in the lives of her children in order to bring to realization the triumph of my Immaculate Heart in the world. The times of the eyes raised to Mary is now beginning. As my Pope John Paul II has said to you, the eyes raised to Mary, thus you are being enlightened with the virginal light of my faith, which is bringing you to accept the word of God with humility, to keep it with love, to live it with consistency, to preach it with fidelity. I am lighting up for you the way along which you must travel in order to remain ever in the true faith, and in order that you yourselves may become courageous and witnesses of faith. How many errors are being spread in your countries, frequently caused by the attitude of pride on the part of many theologians, which no longer accept the magisterium of the Church. And thus many of my children draw away each day from the true faith and tumble into the deep darkness of apostasy. You must be today strong witnesses of the faith, by accepting with docility whatever the Pope and the authentic magisterium of the Church are still teaching, and by preaching all the truths of the Catholic faith, especially those which are no longer being talked about. And thus you become light for many of your brothers who are walking into the deepest darkness. The eyes raised to Mary, thus you are being enlightened with the virginal light of my purity and of my holiness. How many live surrounded by the darkness of sin, of evil, of impurity, of pride, of blasphemy, of idolatry, and of impiety. You must follow me along the road of holiness, which is joined with a strong commitment to fight sin in all its subtle manifestations, to live in the grace of God, in love, in purity, in charity, and in the exercise of all virtues. And thus you contribute to the healing of the great wound of materialism, which has brought to your countries the malady of immorality and the devastating search for pleasures, of comfort, of unbridled egoism, of avarice, of insensitiveness, and the needs of the little folk, the poor and the most marginalized. The eyes raised to Mary, thus you are being enlightened with the virginal light of my prayer and of my motherly love. Multiply your cenacles of prayer. Always recite the Most Holy Rosary. Spread throughout your country's family cenacles as a remedy for the great evils which are menacing your families with division, divorce, the legitimizing of abortion, and all the various means of impeding life. Your prayer must always be oriented to Jesus in the Eucharist. Let it be a prayer of continual adoration, of reparation, of praise, and of thanksgiving to the Eucharistic Jesus. May the love and adoration of Jesus present in the Eucharist begin anew to flourish everywhere. The coming of the glorious reign of Christ will coincide with the triumph of the Eucharistic reign of Jesus. Love Jesus, imitate him, walk along the road of disdain for the world and for yourselves. Let the light of Christ be the only light which illumines you under the gaze of my motherly and merciful eyes at the moment when you live through the great tribulation. My light, as a dawn which is arising, is spreading from the east and becoming even stronger until it covers the whole world. Leave this cenacle with the light of Christ in your Immaculate Mother and go to lighten up the earth in these days of profound darkness. With Austria and Germany, from here I bless the surrounding countries, which are still under the yoke of the great slavery, and today I announce that the moment of their liberation is close. 388, Basilica of the Sacred Heart of Montmartre, Paris, France, September 11th, 1988. Love is not loved. Beloved children, how Jesus loves you. His divine heart is a furnace of most ardent love for you. For love of you, the Word descended from the bosom of the Father to my virginal motherly womb and was made man. For love of you, Jesus lived a life which was humble, poor, hidden, and spent in prayer and in work. For love of you, Jesus took upon himself suffering, humiliation, and marginalization. For love of you, Jesus became the man of sorrows and offered himself as a victim on the cross. For love of you, he allowed himself to be condemned, mocked, tortured, crucified, and killed. For love of you, he rose again and ascended into heaven, where he is seated at the right hand of the Father. For love of you, Jesus remains ever present in the midst of the state of a victim in the sacrament of the Eucharist. For love of you, he has even given you his mother. Oh, my poor children, so tried in this time of the great tribulation, if you knew how the heart of Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you and in return receives from you ingratitude, indifference, and lack of response. Jesus loves you and you live as though he did not exist. Jesus loves you and, in the Eucharist, throbs with love for you, and you leave him alone, abandoned, surrounded by a great void and so much unbelief. Never before, as in these stormy times, is it so true that love is not loved. And so, allow your Heavenly Mother to form you to love, to make you grow in love, to lead you each day along the road of perfect love. Only in this way will my Immaculate Heart be able to triumph. Only in this way will you be able to illuminate the earth with the Sun of Divine Love, who will in the end succeed in driving away all darkness, so that the new era of the civilization of love will at last be able to shine forth resplendently upon the world. 389, Lourdes, France, September 18, 1988. A period of 10 years. Today you are coming from every part of France to the foot of this rock upon which I appeared as the Immaculate Conception, to hold your great cenacle of prayer and fraternal sharing, and to renew together the act of consecration to my Immaculate Heart. From here I bless my movement. From here I bless each one of you. From here I bless the Church and all humanity. You have entered into my times. On this day, I am asking you to consecrate to me all the time that still separates you from the end of this century of yours. It is a period of 10 years. These are 10 very important years. These are 10 decisive years. I am asking you to spend them with me because you are entering into the final period of the second advent, which will lead you to the triumph of my Immaculate Heart and the glorious coming of my Son Jesus. In this period of 10 years, there will be... Pause. In this period of 10 years, there will come to completion that fullness of time, which was pointed out to you by me, beginning with La Salette, all the way to my most recent and present apparitions. In this period of 10 years, there will come to its culmination that purification which, for a number of years now, you have been living through, and therefore the sufferings will become greater for all. In this period of 10 years, there will come to completion the time of the great tribulation, which has been foretold to you in the Holy Scripture before the second coming of Jesus. In this period of 10 years, the mystery of iniquity, prepared from by the ever-increasing spread of apostasy, will become manifest. In this period of 10 years, all the secrets which I have revealed to some of my children will come to pass, and all the events which have been foretold to you by me will take place. Therefore, I am asking you today to consecrate to me all this period of time, as though it were a more extended and continuous Marian year. Open to me the doors of your hearts and let me work in you. Open to me the doors of your families, of your parishes, of your religious houses, and let the immaculate light of my presence enter in. Multiply your cenacles of prayer and live in the greatest trust and filial abandonment to me, without allowing yourselves to be seized by vain curiosity to know what is awaiting you. May the water of divine mercy purify you of every sin and make of you great buds of the era of grace and holiness, which, in my immaculate heart, I am preparing for you each day. From this most venerated shrine of mine, I bless you all. 390, Madrid, Spain, September 29, 1988. To the angels of the churches. Beloved sons, you have completed the spiritual exercises which, under the form of a continuous cenacle, you have carried out during these days, and you have come from every part of Spain, this land so much loved by me and so particularly ensnared and stricken by my adversary. I have accepted gratefully the homage of your prayer, your fraternal sharing, and your love. I have caused a copious rain of grace to come down from my Immaculate Heart upon you, upon the faithful entrusted to you, upon the church and upon your native land. There are three snares with which Satan is trying today to seduce you in order to draw you away from Jesus and from me. The first is in regard to your native land, which was officially departed from the road of its time-honored fidelity to Christian tradition to welcome atheistic and materialistic ideologies. Thus, the error of indifferentism has been accepted into political and social life, and in the name of a false freedom, divorce, abortion, and all the methods of preventing life have been legitimized. What is left that is Christian today in this country of yours, which has, however, been a light to all the world, thanks to the example given by many of its saints and many of its martyrs? Return, O Spain, along the road of conversion and of your greater fidelity to Christ. The second is in regard to the church, which is living in this country of yours. It is penetrated with the secularism that has particularly stricken the life of many priests and many religious. It has been lacerated by a deep interior division. It has been stricken by its pastors who, for fear of exposing themselves to criticisms, are remaining silent and no longer defending the flock which Christ has entrusted to them. To you who are the angels of the churches, I address today the sorrowful reproach of my motherly heart for your lack of faith, of zeal, of prayer, and of holiness. The Lord is about to ask you for an account of how you have managed this vineyard and why you have permitted rapacious wolves to enter into it, disguised as lambs, in order to devour a downtrodden and dispersed flock. The third is in regard to the life of my children, especially youth, menaced with such a great spread of immorality. I beg you to return along the road of a general conversion to the Lord through the observance of the laws of God and through the practice of the Christian virtues, especially of penance and of charity. Let the perfume of your purity once again bring serenity to your surroundings, so thick with threats and with dangers. Entrust yourselves to the protection of your guardian angels, and especially of the archangels, Saint Gabriel, Raphael, and Michael, whose feast you celebrate today. Thus you will be clothed again in the virtue of fortitude so needed today. You will be healed of the deep wounds which you have been dealt, and especially you will always be protected by Saint Michael in the terrible battle which, during these last times, is being waged between heaven and earth. And in the end, you will all be able to form part of the victorious army, guided by your heavenly leader, the woman clothed in the sun, for the soon-to-come triumph of her immaculate heart in the world. 391 Fatima, Portugal, October 13, 1988. I am opening for you the sealed book. Today you are bringing to a close here in Fatima the cenacles which, during this Marian year, you have been holding in every country of Europe with the priests and the faithful of my movement. My great net of love and of salvation has, as of now, been spread out to every part of the earth. From this place, which I have appeared as a woman clothed in the sun, I announce to you that the time of purification has now reached its culmination, and you are therefore called to live through the most painful moments which have been foretold to you. The Lord is sending me to you that I might bring to fulfillment the task which the Most Holy Trinity has entrusted to me in these times of yours. I am opening for you the sealed book which the secrets contained in it may be revealed. I have gathered you from all sides, and you have been formed by me in order to be ready for the great events which are awaiting you. Only in this way you are able to carry out your important mission. In the great apostasy there is spreading everywhere, you must remain strongly rooted in the true faith and be courageous witnesses of faith. In the great tribulation in which you are living, you must become the signs of my peace and of my motherly protection. In the great chastisement through which this world is, as of now, living, you must be of assistance to all to walk along the road of trust, of prayer, of hope, and of a filial abandonment to the love of your Heavenly Father. My light will become continuously stronger in order to announce the coming of Jesus, King of justice and of peace, who will renew all things. From this, my venerated shrine, I am asking you to accept my word and to believe my messages. Open for me the doors of your hearts and live in the peace and in the grace of the Lord. I am the Queen of the Holy Rosary, and I bless you all with this sign of my sure victory. 392 Zagreb, Yugoslavia, October 27, 1988. This is your hour. Beloved sons, how happy I am to see you here, gathered together as so many brothers who love each other, to pray with me in a cenacle which renews the marvelous reality of that of Jerusalem. You too, in this house, are gathered together with me to love each other, to pray together, and to meditate on your life of consecration to my Immaculate Heart. How many graces during these days I caused to come down upon the Church and the world. How many graces I caused to flow out from my Immaculate Heart for you, for all my movement, and for your homeland, which is living through the moments of suffering and of difficulty, and has, therefore, the need to be helped by your Heavenly Mother. I am the mother and queen of your homeland. I love you with a particular motherly tenderness. I want to bring comfort and consolation today to all those who live in this land so loved by me. For this reason, I am making use of you, priests and children consecrated to my Immaculate Heart. This is your hour. It is the hour of your public witness. Be witnesses of love. Love your brothers with the heart of Jesus and with my motherly heart. Love everyone, especially those furthest away, the poorest, the most needy, those who are suffering most. Love with my heart the sinners, those who are walking along the road of rejection of God, of atheism and of hatred, of violence and of impurity. Let your love now come down as my motherly medicine upon the many open and bleeding wounds, and thus become builders of peace, of communion, and of great brotherliness. Be witnesses of prayer. Pray always, pray more, pray with the Holy Rosary. Multiply cenacles of prayer amongst your priests and with the faithful. Above all, spread all about you family cenacles, which are desired by me as a remedy for the great evils which are today threatening the life of Christian families, through the legitimization of abortion, of divorce, and of all the methods which prevent life. With your prayer, you can obtain everything from the Lord. With your prayer, made together with me, your Heavenly Mother, you can obtain the great gift of bringing about a change of hearts and conversion. Each day, through prayer, you can drive away from yourselves and from your homeland many dangers and many evils. Be witnesses of mercy. Today you must be above all a great and extraordinary sign of divine mercy. Let your heart be similar to that of Jesus, good, patient, meek, humble, and merciful. You will always then give the light of divine love, and you will lead all along the road of salvation. Never judge, condemn no one. Your duty is only that of saving with the supernatural force of your prayer, of your suffering, and of your immolation. The miracle of the merciful love of Jesus is about to be accomplished in your time. In this consists the triumph of my Immaculate Heart, in the greatest triumph of the merciful love of Jesus, which will change the whole world and bring you to a new era of love, of holiness, and of peace. From this cynical, I bless you all, my movement, your homeland, the Church, and all humanity. 393, Dongo, November 12, 1988, Feast of St. Josaphat, Martyr. Beloved sons, because this is your hour, you are being called more and more to suffer. Jesus is inviting you to follow him along the way of Calvary. I see how great the cross is which you must carry today, and I am close to each one of you with my motherly tenderness. Do not allow yourselves to be seized with distress. My adversary often wounds you, making use of good persons and persons whom you have helped in many ways. Sometimes he makes use of your very own confreres. The times have come of which I have foretold to you, when those priests who venerate me, listen to me, and follow me, are all being derided, scorned, and opposed by other priests, who are nonetheless sons of my maternal predilection. You are therefore being called to enter into the Garden of Gethsemane with Jesus, your brother, who wants to relive in you the sorrowful hours of his interior agony. You too then taste the bitterness of his chalice and repeat, together with him, with filial abandonment, Father, not our, but your will be done. Prepare yourselves to experience the indescribable suffering of being abandoned by the most trustworthy, mocked by my confreres, set aside by superiors, opposed by friends, persecuted by those who have accepted a compromise with the world and have associated themselves with the secret cohort of Masonry. Do not allow yourselves to be seized with discouragement. These are times for courage and witness. Your voice must proclaim, in an ever more powerful manner, the word of the gospel and all the truths of the Catholic faith. You must unmask every error whatsoever, overcome subtle snares, reject every compromise with the spirit of the world, and give to all an example of your fidelity to Christ and to his Church. The times have come when Jesus crucified must be loved and glorified by you. Bring him always with you and show him to all as the only Savior and Redeemer. For this perverse generation of yours as well, there is no other possibility of salvation except in Christ Jesus crucified. Do not allow yourselves to be seized with fear. The time of your immolation has now come. You will be persecuted. It will even be with those who oppose you, who calumniate you, who despise you, who push you aside, and who persecute you, will believe that they are doing something pleasing to the Heavenly Father and even to me, your Immaculate Mother. This forms part of the tenuous time in which you are living. Because you are now entering into the most painful and dark phase of the purification, and soon the Church will be shaken by a terrible persecution, a new persecution, such as hitherto may been unknown. Live in prayer, live in trust, live the precious hour of your priestly immolation with me, your tender mother, who has received you all into the garden of her Immaculate Heart, to offer you to the Heavenly Father as victims, pleasing to him for the salvation of the world. 394, Rubio, December 8, 1988, Feast of the Immaculate Conception, a sign of hope and of consolation. Today look, one and all, at me, your Immaculate Mother. Join yourselves to the bands of angels and of saints in heaven, and to all the souls who are suffering and praying in purgatory, to the pilgrim church on earth, which is journeying through the desert of this world and time, in order to contemplate me as a sign of hope and of consolation. The exemption from every stain of sin, even the original one, has made it possible for my soul to be completely filled with the life of God. for my mind to be filled to overflowing with the Spirit of wisdom, who has opened me a comprehension of the divine word, for my heart to be molded into the most perfect form of love, for my body to be enwrapped in the immaculate light of a virginal purity. Gaze upon me, your heavenly mother, in the splendor of my superhuman beauty, and hasten along, one and all, in the wake of the exquisite wave of this fragrance of mine from paradise. It is in my beauty that the profound reason of your hope and your consolation is found. Because I am all beautiful, tota pultra, I am for you a sign of hope in the days in which you are living, when my adversary has succeeded in making everything ugly through the stain of sin and of impurity. You are living under the sign of this great bondage, which is depriving you of the reflection of all spiritual beauty. Souls are being darkened by sins, which prevent the glory of life and of union with God from reaching them. Bodies are being brutalized by the takeover of the passions and impurity. Man is being crushed under the weight of civilization without God, which disfigures in him the image of his original dignity. The world is being darkened by a persistent rejection of God. A dense darkness has now descended to obscure everything. And so it is then that the Immaculate Mother at this time is presenting herself as a sign of sure hope. Because it is my motherly duty to bring souls back to grace, hearts back to love, bodies back to purity, people back to the great dignity of children of God, and the world back to the perfect glorification of the Most Holy Trinity. Because I am all beautiful, toto pultra, I am for you a sign of consolation. You are living in the time of the great tribulation, and sufferings and trials are increasing for everyone. The wicked are continuing with obstinacy along the road of evil and of sin, without accepting my repeated urgings to conversion and to a return to the Lord. The good are becoming tepid and, as it were, paralyzed by the unhealthy surroundings in which they live. Consecrated persons are given to the search for pleasure and are being attracted by the spirit of the world, which, by their vocation, they had rejected. Priests are languishing, many are wicked and faithful, and are squandering the treasures of the Holy Church of God. The hour of chastisement, as of now, has arrived, and so you have more need than ever of entrusting yourselves to me, your heavenly mother, because I have the task from the Lord of leading you all along the road of goodness, of salvation, and of peace. Today I call you all to look at me, your Immaculate Mother, as a sign of sure hope and of consolation, and to allow yourselves to be enfolded in my light in these days of profound darkness and universal obscurity, so that, led and guided by me, you may go to all places in order to illumine the earth. 395, Dongo, December 24, 1988, the Holy Night. In the night of your time, keep watch with me, beloved sons, during these hours of waiting. This is the holy night. Share, you also, in the joy of my motherly heart, my divine child, the awaited of the ages, the only begotten of the Father, Emmanuel, God with us, is about to be born. I want to bring you into the depths of my immaculate heart, to share with you also, my little children, the feelings which I experienced during the hours which preceded the birth of my son Jesus. My soul was immersed in an ocean of peace and of blessedness. The presence of the Word who, for 9 months, had been pulsating in his human body. The presence of the Word who, for 9 months, had been pulsating in his human body, which was formed in my virginal womb, had filled my soul with the light and happiness of all paradise. There, the Most Holy Trinity had made its habitual dwelling. The choirs of angels were prostrating themselves in perpetual adoration and interweaving sweetest harmonies of heavenly songs. The very light of God was transfiguring my soul, which became a more pure reflection of his divine beauty. Thus I was preparing a precious and holy crib in which to place the light which is about to rise in the midst of an immense darkness. My heart was opening itself to an experience of a love so great, such as has not been granted to any other creature. What sentiments of infallible love my heart was experiencing and feeling that the awaited moment of the birth of my divine child had now come. My motherly love was made even more perfect by my virginal state, and the consciousness with the child who was about to be born of me was the Son of God. Thus, in the moments which preceded his birth, my heart was filled to overflowing with the love of all those who had awaited him for centuries. the love of Adam, of Abraham, of Moses, and of all the prophets and the just ones of Israel, of the little ones and the poor of Yahweh, were becoming present in my virginal heart, which was opening itself to love the child who was about to be born with a heartbeat of all humanity redeemed and saved by him. My body was enwrapped in a light which was becoming stronger and stronger and more intense, the more I entered into the ecstasy of prayer and of profound union with the Heavenly Father. On this night, paradise was completely contained within a poor and cold cave. As a ray of light passes through a crystal without even grazing it, so too the divine child passed through the veil of my virginal womb without grazing the charm of my perfect virginity. In this wonderful manner, there took place the birth of my son, the greatest of all prodigies to be accomplished in the fullness of time. Beloved children, the Lord has come in his first birth, is about to return to you in glory. His second and glorious birth is close at hand. And so, in the night of your time, it is my maternal duty to prepare you to receive him as I received him in his first coming. Let your soul be illuminated by the light of divine grace and by his continual presence within you. Let your heart be opened to a new and greater capacity for love. Love must burn within you as a fire so powerful that it envelops the whole world and burns away whatever there is in it of sin, of evil, of hatred, of impurity. Let your body be enwrapped in the mantle of holiness and of purity. Shine once again with the whiteness of lilies. Spread about you once again in my virginal and immaculate fragrance. And so, in the night of your time, enwrapped in the light of my immaculate heart, you too prepare a precious crib for his glorious return. 396 Dongo, December 31st, 1988, last night of the year. Mother of Intercession and of Reparation. Gather together in prayer with me, beloved children, at the end of this year, which has been particularly dedicated to me. I am your Heavenly Mother. I am the Mother of Intercession and of Reparation. My maternal task is that of interceding each day for you before my Son Jesus. As an attentive and concerned mother, I am asking for all the graces that you have need of in order to walk along the road of goodness, of love, and of holiness. For my sinful children, I obtain the grace of repentance, of a change of heart, of return to the Lord. For my sick children, I grant the grace of understanding the meaning of every suffering, of accepting it with docility, of offering it with love, of carrying one's own cross with trust and with filial obedience to the will of the Lord. For my good children, I obtain the gift of perseverance in good. For my priest sons, I intercede that they may be holy ministers and faithful to Jesus and to his gospel. Each new day that opens out corresponds to a new act of prayer on the part of your Heavenly Mother to help you to walk forward in the desert of your time along the road of love and of faithful fulfillment of the will of God, which must be accomplished by you with filial docility. My maternal task is also that of offering reparation for the great evil which, still today, is being committed in the world. I unite myself with each Holy Mass, which is celebrated, to offer to the Heavenly Father the precious blood of his Son Jesus, who is still immolating and sacrificing himself for you at every altar of the earth. It is only his divine blood shed for you that can wash away all the evil, the sin, the hatred, the impurity, and the iniquity that covers the world. Thus, in a spirit of maternal reparation, I unite to the blood of Christ all the sufferings which I gather today, each day, along your pathway. I unite in the blood of Jesus, the blood poured out by millions of babies still being killed in their mother's wombs, and of all the victims of hatred and of violence and of wars. I unite to the blood of Jesus all the sufferings of the sick, especially those who are stricken with grave, humiliating, and incurable maladies. I unite to the blood of Jesus the agonies of the dying, the sufferings of the poor, of the marginalized, of the little, of the exploited, of the persecuted. I unite to the blood of Jesus each suffering of the good, of those consecrated, of the priests. I unite to the blood of Jesus the great cross, which the Church must carry today for the salvation of all humanity. At the close of this year, which has been particularly entrusted to me, I want to associate you also in my maternal task of the interceding and of making reparation for all my children. And even so, in the darkness and the coldness which still surrounds the world, I urge you to live in hope and in great trust, because I am ever praying and making reparation in order to obtain, for all, new days of peace and salvation.